What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy here, back with another episode where Star Wars gets weird, guys. I'm your host, the one and only Chris Scavoli, and you're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show. We have a very, 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 see how I did with my Beyonce voice? I was hit it. We have a very exciting guest here today. She plays an awesome Padme cosplayer. She is I don't know. She's just amazing. When I see her pictures on Instagram, I fangirl a little. Like, I don't like Padme that much, but like when she does it, she adds a little flair to it, and I can't wait to talk to her. Her name on Instagram is Momo Naberry. I didn't know Padme's last name was Naberry before she came the queen. You know, I didn't know that, so she taught me that. Thank you. But Momo, are you there, my friend?
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Fine. And you, Chris?
I'm still alive. You know, nothing has killed me yet. You know, trying to get through Mandalorian Day tomorrow. You know, I'm excited for that. But yeah, I'm still alive.
That's good. That's important. We need to survive 2020.
Because, yeah, 2020 sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy you decided to do the show. I know we talked earlier in the, just like 2 minutes ago. But I love your Padme cosplay so much. I really do.
Oh, thank you so much. First, for invite me. And second, thank you so much for the beautiful words you describe all my work. I really appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Anytime for a fellow Star Wars fan. Anytime. So let's get into some Padme questions and interest, my friend.
Okay. Perfect. I will try to answer the best I can.
So you were telling me before we started the show how you got into Padme. So tell the viewers and the listeners how you started your Padme cosplay.
Okay. Well, like a lot of millennials, I think, I'm a prequel girl, so I had the opportunity to know Star Wars thanks for the prequels. Before of that, I don't have any touch with Star Wars. I know the main characters like Leia, Han, Chewie, Yoda, etc., Luke, Vader, but only because they are a really important pop culture characters. But that's all. So when I was 10 years old, I think, yeah, the prequels are coming to the cinema, and I had a chance to see the movies, and for me it was like, oh my God, I love this movie. And of course, I love all the extravagant fashion the Queen Amidala used since the beginning. So at that point, I was in love with her. Yeah.
So it starts at a very young age then, that your love for Padme started.
Yeah, since I was 10 years ago, I remember I was the only girl in the elementary school with my Star Wars bag, because the other girls have, I don't know, Barbie or another theme, and I was with my Star Wars bag.
That's cute. That's so cute. So, but if you don't mind asking, how old are you? Are you my age? 21?
Chris, come on.
I know. You never ask a lady their age.
Well, Chris,
you never do.
I think at this point I could be your really old sister, because yeah, you have the age of my little sister.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 31 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You don't look it. You look so young.
Oh, thank you so much. I think it's, I don't know. Some people told me like it's the Latin blues in my veins. Maybe. But yeah, I'm old. What can I say? Compared to you, I'm really old.
That's funny. But so that's awesome that you started, like, and you know, Star Wars is for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope you didn't feel bad at a very young age that you love Star Wars, because that's what I did. I felt a little bad that I was Star Wars, because no one really watched it when I was little. I feel like no one, like, everybody was into like trucks or cars or police people or like everything else. Like Star Wars for me was always like a secret. Like that was my like people have their dirty secret, their little secret as like eating ice cream at midnight and just like eating it. Like my little secret was Star Wars, like
Oh
loving
my
Star
God.
Wars out of
Really?
yeah, because I was so scared that people would like look at me like, oh, Chris is a nerd. Like Chris is like that and Chris is like this. So I didn't like that's like my life now. Like I still have that. Like I like people know I love Star Wars. Like come on, everybody. I have a show called the Scopolitano Show. You know, I have a store with Star Wars pins and everything. Like my account is almost half of Star Wars. So like it's coming out as I'm getting older, but even with other things, it's just not with Star Wars. Like other things I hold back that I'm not good at, but I I don't know. I'm like weird. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. I understand perfectly, but come on, that people, if someone of them think like you are nerd or weird for love Star Wars, believe me, you don't need to be with that kind of people.
You're right, you're right, you know. But at that time, you know, I didn't I was I, everybody knew who I was, so I was like, I don't know, I was a little scared. I don't know if I was scared. Maybe I wasn't scared. But I don't know. It was just weird. I don't know.
It's
It
part of the life. It's part of the life.
is. It's part of life. But so with Padme, because Padme is a very important character in Star Wars. She very is. She has given birth to Luke and Leia and dated the most evilest villain in Star Wars history. But at the time she dated him, you know, she didn't see it. She didn't see the darkness in Anakin. But we love Anakin. I love Anakin so much. He's my top three favorite characters in Star
I
Wars.
love Anakin too.
I just love Anakin, and I think with him going to the dark side, it's not, he didn't turn. I felt like he turned for the wrong reasons. But that's just me. Like, me and my brother fight about that all the time. Because he goes, Chris, Anakin is Darth Vader. Like, but like, no, he isn't. Darth Vader is another person. It's not Anakin. Anakin was this kid that we loved, we grew up with. You know, we watched the Clone Wars, we loved him in it. You know, he wasn't showing signs of evilness. You know, but then you watch Revenge of the Sith and you see him kill Count Dooku and like choke Padme, fight Obi-Wan, and then I just feel like he was a lost child, you know, he was lost. Like that's why you have the Duel of Fates, you know, Qui-Gon. That made him the fate of Anakin too. When Qui-Gon dies, you know, he you know Anakin will go to the dark side because he doesn't have that father figure.
I think you're right. For me, Anakin was my crush all my high school, I think. And yeah, of course, even he do these kind of evil things, for me it's like he wants to save his loved one. And maybe if we were in his situation, maybe we will do the same, who knows?
Yeah, like that's what I say. I was like, if I'm in his position and like they're not ranking him. But they ranked him as master though, because he had a Padawan on Ahsoka. So that still doesn't get me that why Mace Windu didn't want him to become master. I don't understand that. But with other things with him, like it just, I just love Anakin. He's such an important character in Star Wars. He really is. But my next question to you is, Momo, is why do you have chose Padme to cosplay? Why did you choose her to cosplay?
Because I really love her fashion. She's a fashionista. And also I think, I'm sure I love all this kind of exaggerate costumes. Like I like to put anything I can in my head, in my clothes, everything. I think that's why I decide to cosplay her. But I don't know. What do you think about her fashion?
What do I think about her? I feel like if I put it on, if I put her outfits on, I would be a fashionista. I would slay her. I would kill it. But I don't even know what she wears. That's like, do you make your own costumes, Mama?
Oh, yeah. My mom.
Oh, so you make it.
Well, my mother-in-law helped me to do all the clothes. And she's so good with me. And I do all the props, like the work with the wigs, the headpieces, the accessories. I do that kind of things. And my mother-in-law helped me with all the clothes.
And tell your mother-in-law that she kills it every single time.
Yeah, she's really, really good. She has artistry in this kind of things, and she don't use a pattern for do that. Ooh. Yeah, she's really good. Okay. She's really, really good.
That's amazing, because when I see your pictures and I'm like, how does she do that? Like, that's amazing of how, like, your costume is, your makeup, and everything.
Thank you so much.
Your cosplay is really amazing. And I love, if you could tell us, how do you add your Mexican flair to it? Because I love it. Like, la, 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 la.
Okay, well, like you say, I'm from Mexico. So in Mexico, we have a holiday called Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. And it's about we have the belief that our loved ones who pass away come this day, November 2nd, to visit us. And a representative character of that day is La Catrina. And she used this kind of makeup, like she's a skeleton with flowers, yes. Vibrant colors, jewelry, or these kind of things. So every year I made a different Katrina with a full costume of Mexico. And when I was working in my Katrina for this year, I think, what about if Queen Amidala will be a Katrina, and she's like the Katrina, she's exuberant, so beautiful, so elegant. That's why I decided to fusion the two ideas, my culture and Star Wars with Queen Amidala.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I really do. I hope you keep that up. I hope you keep adding your culture into Star Wars, because I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Love it. Love it. But, Momo, we got to take a break real quick. Okay. We got to take a break. So, guys, when we come back, I'll be talking more with Nono Nabera about her Padme. We're going to play a Star Wars Spanish game, because me, as a white kid, doesn't know anything about Spanish. Some words. I listen to Osuna. I love Osuna. and I love Anuel, and I love Bad Bunny. I listen to all those artists. I can speak a little, but I can't speak it back. So we're going to play a game with her. We're going to play a Star Wars Spanish game with you, Mama, when we come back from break. Are you ready for that game?
Are you ready, Chris?
Hell no. But guys, stay with us. We'll be right back with my dear friend, Momo. And you're listening to the Scavolitano Show, the most important show. We'll be right back after this quick message from your local Scavoler. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the second half of the Scavolitano Show with your host, the one and only, your favorite white boy, where Star Wars gets weird on this show, because it really does, Chris Scavoli. And I'm joined by an amazing Padme Nabera Amidala cosplayer. Momo, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Chris.
She has such a sweet voice. Like, yes, I'm here. Like, hello. Yes, hello. I'm here, and you know that I'm here. But welcome back to the show, guys. If you listened to the first half of the show, which I hope you did, we talked about her Padme cosplay, how she started it. So I told you guys we were going to play a game because, you know, I love games and I need to learn some Spanish.
It's time for a game.
It's time for a Spanish Star Wars game. First ever Spanish game on my podcast. And I cannot believe it's with my good friend Momo. So, Momo,
yeah.
How do you say, and then I will repeat it back to you, and you will add, and you will tell me if I said it right or wrong.
Okay.
Okay? How do you say Star Wars in Spanish?
Well, de las galaxias.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's a big phrase. La guerra de las galaxias.
La guerra. Say that again.
De las galaxias. La guerra. De las galaxias.
De las galaxias. No, that sounds so wrong. All right. So let's say it one more time because I'm okay. Not getting it.
First, I think you can make a with your thumb.
People, I have a my best friend is Spanish, and I try to learn because they're Puerto Rican and Dominican, so I cannot roll my R's. I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't with them.
I think it's the most difficult. It's the most difficult in our language.
It really is, because my R's, I just say ripa. Like, I can't go, like, roll my tongue. I don't know how to do that. So, no, Momo. But Star Wars, let's say it one more time.
La guerra.
De.
Las. Galaxias. Yeah, yes.
There good we go. Job, I said please. It, guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very good.
My Emmy will be in the mail for that. My Emmy, just so you guys know, my Emmy. So now, how do you say Padme Amidala?
Okay, it's really similar. It's Padme.
Padme.
Amidala.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got that similar. Right. See, I got that right, guys. See, I can speak Spanish.
You know, yeah.
I'm just saying, can
yes,
speak
you
it.
Can.
So how do you say the word, let's see. Now, do you say all, let me ask you this. Do you say every Star Wars name in English as we say in English? Like Padme Amidala, that's in Spanish. If I say Anakin Skywalker to you,
yeah.
You just say, oh, okay, so you just say Anakin Skywalker, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, almost. I think I can remember all the names of Star Wars we pronounce like in English because okay. They are proper names. Yeah.
Now, how do you say the word lightsaber in Spanish?
Oh, yes, of course. Lightsaber.
Sable. Nothing fun.
Sable. Laser.
Sable.
Laser. Yeah, lightsaber. Ooh. Sable laser.
Sable lightsaber. Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm like suaviente over here.
You almost speak Spanish like a professional.
Oh, I'm so talented. I know. You don't have to tell me, Mama. I'm so talented. So how do you say trooper in Spanish?
We say trooper too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, nothing fuzzy there. How do you say baby Yoda? Or you just say baby Yoda?
Well, right now we say Baby Yoda, but if you want the Spanish translation, it will be Bebe Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Bebe, yes.
Bebe. Oh, Bebe.
Yeah, Bebe. Bebe Yoda.
Bebe Yoda.
Yeah.
Bebe Yoda. I feel like I'm French. Oui, oui.
I will give you a difficult one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, like, the real name of Baby Yoda is the child.
Yes.
But if you want to speak Spanish, you can, in the translation, could be El Niño.
El Niño.
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 Yes.
Oh, El Niño.
El Niño. Ño,
El
no,
Niño.
No. Yeah.
El Niño.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Mama, I'm coming to Mexico right now, and we're going to just speak Spanish to each other all day and see if I get it. That's all we're doing.
You can speak better than me, I'm sure, like that.
Okay, do you have one more name for me to speak in Spanish?
Okay. Let me think. Well, right now, if we talk about the Mandalorian,
yes, we can.
In Spanish, we said El Mandaloriano.
El Mandaloriano.
El Mandaloriano, yes.
El Mandaloriano. Oh,
yeah,
oui,
yeah.
Oui. Oh, oui, oui. But that's awesome. See, I completed my first Spanish game. How did I do?
So perfect. Right now, I don't notice the difference between if you are Mexican or you are from Puerto Rico,
white.
Because you speak really, really good Spanish.
Oh, stop it. You're making me a white guy blush. You're not supposed to do that. Not supposed to do that. But that's so fun. I played my first Spanish game. I'm so happy. So my next question to you about Padme is your top three. Or just number one, your top favorite moment of Padme Amidala.
Well, my favorite moment when she finally accepts that she was in love of Anakin Skywalker, and she say, "Hell, we gonna die? I love you too." That was my favorite part. I was waiting for all the movie that part when she finally say, "I love you too." Yeah.
In Attack of the Clones, right?
Episode 2. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's such a good, cute moment. We're like, yeah, you guys are meant to be now. You guys are meant to be. So my last question of the day to you, Momo.
Okay.
Oh, see, I said it with my Spanish flair. I said that. Just said it. If you think, what would you think if Padme, just say Padme was alive. She never died at birth. And she was in all these movies that just came out or were out in the past. Do you think she would have done anything different in Star Wars that you didn't like? Like, just say, like, if you didn't like Darth Vader as Darth Vader, she could change that to Anakin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, take one thing that Padme Amidala would do differently in the prequels, the sequels, anything in even the last three movies that we just got that were terrible in my eyes. What do you think she would do different?
What?
One thing.
Well, I think maybe it's not so different, but I think she was doing like Anakin or Darth Vader all the time, fight with himself, like all the time, like, oh my God, I love her, she's alive, but she don't want to be with me anymore because we think different. And I think we will see more like that fight between Darth Vader and Anakin Skywalker in the movies. I think she made that difference.
Oh, so you're saying she made the difference where, like, in the comics you have him fighting.
Yeah.
Being like him fighting himself. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I think
that is a good answer.
I think she will. That was a different if she is still alive in the franchise at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. If she was still alive, Anakin or Darth Vader would be like killing themselves. You know, like it would just be like his head would explode.
Yeah, it's like
because
he has two personalities, and he has. I think he at that point he will have those different personalities and fight all the time with Anakin because Anakin is the good one, you know.
Yeah,
Vader is like the bad, and Anakin is the good. Yeah.
Yeah, and like if I don't know if you don't read the comics, I don't read the comics. I just watch videos on them. Like Anakin is still inside, you know. He's just trying to come out. Like you see him like in the comics progress as being Anakin once again, but in the end we know he died, but he avenged himself as Anakin. You know, he passed on and then the burning of the corpse.
Yeah.
You know. The burning of the corpse. But that's an awesome answer that you said. I think that would definitely be going on. Not today, because Darth Vader is gone now, you know, not today. But that would be happening in 4, 5, and 6. That definitely would be happening if they showed us in the movies. But in the comics, we definitely know that is happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great answer. Good for you, Momo.
I think that maybe Kylo Ren will doesn't exist if Padme Amidala is still alive. Maybe she has a force to I don't know, gave him like, oh, I don't know. How do you say when a kid starts to make a tantrum?
Make attention, use meaning, make
Yeah,
attention.
but you need to like tell him like stop, please. What's the word to?
I don't know the word, but I know what you're saying.
Okay. I don't. I know. I know the word, but at this point, the hamster in my brain forgot that word. Yeah.
It just stops spinning at that word.
Yeah.
But no, I know a word. Like if you think Kylo would not be Kylo Ren, it would just be Ben
Yeah,
Solo.
I think Padme scold him like, you can be so bad. Come on. Come on, boy.
Yeah,
You're my grandson.
and I think Padme would be like, like your my husband, my your grandpa went down the same path as you. You
Yeah.
know, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah.
But Momo, thank you so much for coming on. We have to end the show.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Chris. Really, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I hope you do more podcasts in the future. Hope you come back on my show and just talk Star Wars with me,
Sure.
one day.
Wherever you want, I'm here.
but before we go, where can everybody follow you on social of the meteors?
Okay, well, right now I only have an Instagram, so you can follow me on Instagram. You can find me like Momo MX Official.
MX.
Yeah.
So Momo, MOMO. X.
MX, like the shore of Mexico, MX. Yeah,
MX.
official. Yeah.
Official. And she is official. No, she's getting a check, blue check by her name, because she is
Yeah, but
official.
at the moment I don't have that blue
I
check, but I hope soon. I hope soon.
hope soon. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at Chris underscore Scavoli, at the Scavoli Show. No, the Scavoli Show. The Scavolitano Show. Excuse me. I keep saying Scavoli Show, but I always have to give my Ahsoka Tano, my little baby over there, credit because she came up. She made me have changed my name to the Scavolitano Show because I just love Ahsoka so much. You guys can follow me there on Instagram. At the Scavoli Store, guys. I have a lot of good pins coming out soon. Maybe a Padme one. Maybe a Padme.
Maybe. Yeah,
You never know. But yeah, guys, you guys can follow me on there. Twitter, the Scavolitano Show. On Facebook for all the old motherfuckers out there that don't know how to work a computer. I'm on Facebook too. You can add me as a friend. I add anyone back because I just love my fans. Just so you guys know, I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Momo Nabera to come on and talk and add her Spanish flair to our show because we don't have that on our show, but she added a little flair to this episode. And you're listening to the Scavolitano Show, guys, the most important show. Be safe, don't die, and wash your balls. All right, guys? Thank you so much for joining us. Momo, I will talk to you in 2 minutes. And guys, you are listening to the Scavolitano Show. And good night, ladies and
bye
gentlemen.
bye.